This month marks the 40th anniversary of the release of the movie Urban Cowboy. America's Honky Tonk, Bobby Mackey's, had already been open for at least a year when John Travolta and the Mechanical Bull put Gillies on the map. Bobby Mackey's been doing that all along, line dancing, a Mechanical Bull, and of course lots and lots of live country music. But sadly, the club wasn't open to celebrate the anniversary due to the coronavirus shutdowns. But happily, the doors are ready to bust open again for some honky-tonking very soon. Good evening for Around Cincinnati. I'm Elaine Deal, joined on the phone this time with the man, the legend, the one and only Bobby Mackey. Welcome, Bobby.
Thank you very much. Good to be with you.
I guess, first of all, I should say congratulations. I just read that you were nominated as Best Traditional Country Vocalist and Entertainer of the Year for the Josie Awards. Of course, you wouldn't call it traditional country music. You'd just call it country music, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but traditional is what it really is, but country music covers it.
I know you have some pretty strong feelings about that.
And I just found out about that last night.
Well, congratulations. That's great.
I sent RJ a text message. I said, is this for real?
Yeah, with RJ, you can never tell. No, that's great news. And that will be presented in Dollywood in September?
Yeah. It's, I believe, Labor Day weekend.
Oh, well, good luck to you on that one, Bobby. You deserve it.
Thank you.
Now, usually when we talk, you're here in person, but we're still doing the social distance thing. So just tell me a little bit about how the pandemic affected you and your business.
Well, we were going along, you know, full speed like we have for 42 years. And all of a sudden, on March 14th, we realized that was going to be our last night for a while, and nobody knew how long. And so rather than not knowing what to do with myself, everything's going pretty good. We just keep waiting from weekend to weekend to get this thing going. And, of course, you know, a couple of weeks ago, the ground opened up over there. Yeah. That hill over there in Wilder, right across from the club, it did the same thing last year. This year was a little worse, just a little bit south of where it was last year. And the mudslide came down and the roads all closed up. The state's been dragging their feet a little bit, getting it cleaned up. But we're going to be ready to go come July 3rd at least.
You have faced adversity along the line and acts of God, including that landslide, and you just keep on trucking. So it's not totally smooth sailing, but as you said, you're going to be ready to go, aren't you?
Yeah, it's just, you know, I've always looked ahead, and whatever the obstacle, we got to get over it, around it, or through it.
Did you have to furlough your employees, Bobby?
Yeah, and that's really sad. We got a lot of great employees, and some of them depend on it. Some of them, it's a second job. But we're getting through it the best way we can.
Most of them going to be able to come back?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think that your business, you know, between live entertaining and hospitality, have to have been the hardest hit by this.
Yeah, and who would ever thought something like this would just stop everything cold?
No kidding. But hopefully it's pretty close to being behind us. So let's talk about the reopening plans. Tell us what will be different and what will be the same about Bobby Mackey's Honky Tonk.
Well, we can't change much. Our attitudes and of how we think of things is always going to be different. I think we'll always be affected by this. But I can see it just, you know, once everybody gets back having a good time and the music starts, the dance floor starts, we want everybody to be cautious, everybody to be safe. I think people are going to slide back into being as normal as possible.
And your place is big, so plenty of room to spread out.
Yeah. I'm not real sure. I guess they got a cap of 50 people, from what I understand. I really don't know all the particulars and the things that they're going to require.
Well, I think it changes from day to day, too.
But can you see me trying to sing with a mask on?
No, I don't think that's a great idea. Well, you know, here at the radio station, we wear masks in the hallway, but not on the air. I don't have a mask on right now.
Yeah.
Well, Bobby, what's going to be your first song to play after 3 months off?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. The same song that I started off with the first night 42 years ago.
I love it. And what is that?
I Ain't Never. It's a Mel Tillis song. We'll start it all off the same way. And maybe we go another 42.
Oh, I hope so. Same band?
Yeah.
And you're going to play every Friday and Saturday night again?
Back every Friday and Saturday night, just like it was. And we just can't wait to get back at it and play music.
Are you nervous?
Miss it so much. Well, apprehensive, maybe.
Yeah.
yeah, I just can't wait to get it back like it was, you know.
Yeah. So in case somebody hasn't been to your place, where is it, Bobby?
It's on Licking Pike in Wilder, Kentucky. It's Route 9. It's 3 miles inside 275 Wilder exit.
And what time does the band hit the stage?
We'll hit the stage at 10 o'clock.
Mechanical Bull
Mechanical Bull will be kicking. Ain't nothing changed. And I always say it's like going to Frisch's to eat. You don't got to read the menu.
Boy, you said it, buddy. My guest is Bobby Mackey. You don't have to read the menu when you visit Bobby Mackey's either, because you know you're going to hear country music and nothing but country music.
It's just a way of life, and then all of a sudden they just dumped out in the open, not knowing what to do, you know.
Yeah. Are you going to resume your ghost tours, Bobby?
Yeah. Everything will go back the same. It'll just take a couple of weeks for everybody to get comfortable and get their sea legs back.
And that date again is July the 3rd, Bobby Mackey and the Best Damn Band hitting the stage at 10 o'clock that night. Have you picked out your wardrobe yet, Bobby?
No, just blue jeans.
Did you have moments of despair during all this, or times where you thought maybe this was the end and things weren't going to open back up?
No. No, I never did feel that way. I've had wonders about when it was going to end. And, you know, I mean, this has affected everybody. Yeah. We've all been in the same boat. But I never thought it was the end of it. We just wait it out. We'll come back.
And that's why you've been at it for 42 years, never say die attitude.
Yeah, that and the love of it, the love of doing it. The reason I got the place to start with, that's exactly the reason I'm there. Play my country music and do it the way I want to.
And a tip of the hat to your beloved Merle Haggard.
Yeah, exactly. My favorite singer of all time, Mighty Merle.
Well, music heals, they say, and Bobby Mackey's is all about the healing and the laughter and the joy of classic country music. Bobby's been at this thing for 50 years now and doesn't see himself stopping anytime soon. In fact, he's just been nominated for an award, the Josie Award, that'll be presented at Dollywood on Labor Day weekend, and we wish you luck on that, Bobby.
Yeah, that's it hadn't really soaked in yet, but I do like the traditional part of that, though. Nominated for the Traditional Country Music Singer of the Year.
That's not bad. At least you didn't get nominated for New Artist after 50 years.
Yeah, couldn't do that.
For a link to Bobby Mackey's music, information about the club, hours, and directions, visit our website, wvxu.org. Bobby Mackey, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Next time it'll be in person again, I hope.
Yeah. And good to talk to you, Elaine, and I appreciate it very much.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing you. Good luck with your opening on July 3rd in Wilder, Kentucky. Good luck with the Josie Awards, and we'll be listening.
Thank you so much.
For 91.7 WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.
It's America's honky-tonk, country music that we grew up on, where you'll always hear a George Jones song. He even sang here in his day. It's America's honky-tonk, where the good times go on and on. Dance to your favorite song or sing along. A place where some things never change. The world has changed a lot in these 40 years. But the more things change, the more we stay the same. Some say the place is haunted. Well, who knows? It just might be. If it's true, I hope our music is their thing. It's America's honky-tonk, country music that we grew up on, where you'll always hear a George Jones song. He even sang here in his day. It's America's honky-tonk, where the good times go on and on. Dance to your favorite song or sing along. A place where some things never change. We'll be right back. America's honky-tonk. Country music that we grew up on, where you'll always hear a George Jones song. He even sang here in his day. It's America's honky-tonk, where the good times go on and on. Dance to your favorite song or sing along. A place where some things never change. It's America's honky-tonk, country music that we grew up on, where you'll always hear a George Jones song. He even sang here in his day. It's America's honky-tonk, where the good times go on and on. Dance to your favorite song or sing along. A place where some things never change.